Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Bob Cuska back on the show. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. And we love having Bob on the show because Bob is the founder and the president of the Fusion Factory. He's been hanging out with us now for about 11 years. How about that? And he's the author of a number of books on the HR process. Bob, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's always great to be on.
Tell us about your books. Tell us the name, the title of your books.
Okay, well, my number one book is The Higher Ground, H-I-R-E. Right. It's a guide for people looking to find a career.
And we helped you launch that one on the show.
Yes, you did, Jim.
And you got another
Doing
one,
though. Quite well. I've got some e-books that you can access on my website
right.
that talk about competencies and building a better workforce.
All right. And that's the fusionfactor.com, right?
That's right.
So I'm glad you're here because as we've talked before and as I've been noting for over 20 years now on this show, Bob, one of the biggest challenges every small business that has or wants employees experiences is the acquisition and onboarding of employees, and we're it's an area that we need to be more sophisticated around, and we need to take some lessons from our big business cousins. A lot of things they need to learn from us, but this is the HR process is something we can learn from them: how to be more professional, to be a little more sophisticated, how to be a little more patient, and to take certain deliberate steps. But today, the very first problem we got, even if we do all those things I just said, is getting our hands on a prospect, a viable prospect, isn't it?
It is, Jim. And it's a major purchasing decision. And I'll never forget many, many years ago, I heard a professor at the Harvard Business School and talking about the acquisition of people. He said, you know what? If we build a new factory, we will cost out every brick that goes into that factory. Mm-hmm. But if we hire a person, we say, let's have a conversation and then hire them. And if they don't work out, oh, well.
Right. That's a good point. So what are we going to do about this? Is there some kind of a secret path that we can take that you can tell us that gets us to where the really good people hide, they hang out, and so we can go get those guys?
Well, you know what? Like anything else, there's multiple ways to get there. And here's a couple things that people should be thinking about. First of all, we are in a super overheated job market right now. Mm-hmm. It is a buyer's market, and all of my clients in many, many types of jobs are struggling to get the best people.
Mm-hmm.
Tradespeople, accountants, general labor even. It's getting really tough as the unemployment rate goes down. So what do we have to do as business owners? Well, number one, know how you look to the outside world. And how you look is mostly now through social media. You know, your potential candidate is going to go on and look at you and look at websites like Glassdoor and The Vault.
Just remember, that probably the vast majority of your prospective employees is probably under 40, and 40-year-old people today are on the leading edge of the millennials. So just remember that the millennials are 100% in the workplace right now, unless the trailing edge is in college maybe in the last year or two. But they're fully in the
mm-hmm.
workforce, and we know the kind of world they came up in, right?
That's right. That's right. They're used to getting information about every purchasing decision they make. Let me go on and look at that new car and get all the specs before I go to the dealership.
Right.
And that's what they're doing with you as an employer.
Right.
Now, the other thing is, Okay, how do you use social media to not only find people, but then also to check them out, to do background checks, etc.? Well, finding them, there's a lot available to you, and I won't go into all that. We all know that all the job boards, all the LinkedIn and Career Builders and Indeed, they're all out there. There's tons of them. In fact, there is now so many of them that last year, Jim, I was helping a young nuclear engineer looking for a job, and we actually found that there was a job board called nukeworker.com. So there's all kinds of tools that you can use to attract your audience.
You think there's one out there called brokendowntalkshowhost.com?
There's probably many of them, Jim. But so those tools are available to you. But when you go out there, then what do? You find the candidates, and you have to go through the normal process that we've always gone through, which is screening and identifying and interviewing and all that. And some of these job boards now, they kind of give me a chuckle when I hear them on the radio. I filled my job in 1 week, and I was like, that probably isn't going to happen.
Right. I'll tell you what else. I'm not sure I would brag about that even if I did it. I think most people would say, well, you're kind of a Jake Leg. You don't really know what you're doing. Good luck with that hire.
You know, you need to take the time. And I tell my clients when they say, geez, I'm certain, should I hire Jim? I'm not sure about him. I say, this is like the dating process. Bring him back 2 times, 3 times.
Right.
Take him to lunch. Spend the time to make sure, because if you make a bad hire, it costs you 1.5 times what you paid for that person.
That's right.
Anyway,
the only thing more expensive than not hiring a person too soon is not hiring the person and putting them to work is hiring them and it'd be the wrong one. That's more expensive.
That's right. And then people don't know what to do. And I actually wrote one of my newsletters on this. It was called, I Can't Fire Her Right Now. I Need Her Too Much. And it's when people get a bad employee and then drag their feet because they don't really know what
to
do.
And here's the thing. That's never more true than in a small business, because one bad apple, you know, in our barrel of apples, we don't have a lot of apples in there. So one bad apple affects a whole lot, a higher percentage of our apples than otherwise. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come back after the break and talk with Bob Kuska. Let him talk to us, I should say, about how to use social media to find good employees. We'll do that right after the break. TheFusionFactor.com is his website. I encourage you to go there and check it out. You'll get smarter when you do, and you'll thank me later. 20 after, stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.